Uses this stuff.
Well, I'm off to the grind. See you fellas tonight.
Letter for you.
Oh, mailman been here already?
Yep.
Smell it, yeah.
Hmm? Smell it?
Yeah, smell.
Oh, it sure does. Perfume, huh? Yeah.
It smells like the junk those ladies use when they bend over and kiss you. Tell you how cute you are.
That ought to be my complaint.
Hmm.
Hmm, what?
Hmm. Listen to this. Dear Stevie.
Stevie?
Yeah. Dear Stevie, it's been so long since we were together. Happily, I will be driving through Bryant Park, and I simply must stop off to see you and your three darling boys. Stevie, we once meant so much to each other, and I cherish the memory of those wonderful days. I recall with special fondness the last time we met when you said, I'll remember you forever. I am as ever, Florence.
I don't remember you ever talking about anybody named Florence.
I don't either, Charlie.
Boy, that sure is a mushy letter. Who is she, Dad?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You said you'd always remember her.
Well, I evidently didn't, Charlie, because I have no idea who Florence is.
Well, I'll be home right after school.
Okay, Robbie.
Hey, you having a family conference?
No, your dad got a letter from an old flame he can't remember who's coming to visit.
Oh, now, Charlie, it doesn't necessarily have to be an old flame. Maybe it's one of my old school teachers or someone like that. Who did I ever know named Florence?
Dad, is there a return address?
No return address. According to the postmark, it was mailed from Seattle, so that's no help.
Well, is it too personal, or could I take a look at it?
If I don't remember who she is, I don't see how it could be too personal.
Maybe she's French.
Why French?
Smells like French perfume.
Dad, how could you forget somebody you said you'd remember forever?
It ain't easy.
Rob, I don't remember ever having said that to anyone.
Don't worry. You'll know her the minute you see her.
Oh, sure. Florence. Boy, catch me. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye, Dad. Who's here?
She's here.
Who's here?
Florence. At least I think it's her. She's got Oregon license plates.
Hey, Steve, you better come down right away. I'll take a look.
Is she pretty?
Yeah, real pretty.
Hey, what's going on? Who's here?
She's here.
What kind of a car is she driving?
A convertible.
Hey, what's happening, Florence?
She's here, Dad.
Who's here?
Florence.
Don't you remember, Dad? The lady you don't remember?
Oregon license plates. That's a clue. Remember Oregon, Florence?
I'll stay, Dad, right next to Washington.
I know. I'm just trying to remember if I know any Florence from Oregon.
Oh, relax. You'll recognize her the minute you see her. Hold it. I'll get it. Hiya.
Hello. Is this the Douglas residence?
Yeah. Florence?
Yes.
Well, it's certainly nice to see you again. You haven't changed a bit.
It's been a long time. I have changed.
No, you look just the same as you always look.
Oh, how nice of you to think so. The same kind, sweet Stevie. And these are your three darling boys.
Yes. This is Robbie, and this is Chip, and Ernie, and this is their Uncle Charlie.
Hi.
Fellas, this is Florence. Miss...
Miss? I haven't been Miss since shortly after you left town. It's Mrs. Glendenning.
Oh, fellas, this is Mrs. Glendenning.
How do you do?
Hi.
Well, I guess we have some reminiscing to do.
Yes.
Come in and sit down, won't you? Why don't you sit right here, Florence? Well.
Oh, it's so nice to see you again, Stevie.
Boys, I suppose you know your father better than I do, but I knew him first. Those were wonderful days, happy days. You know, I've never met another man who was so strong, yet so gentle, so kind, so careful never to hurt a girl's feelings.
Well, those certainly were wonderful days.
Oh, what a charming home.
Oh, it's comfortable.
To think all of this might have been mine.
Yours?
I wonder what my life would have been like if I hadn't married Marty.
Marty?
Mr. Glendenning.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yes. How is Marty?
He died about a year ago. I must say I've been lonely ever since, especially since we had no children. But life must go on, mustn't it? That's why I decided to make this trip.
Oh.
So, you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, no thanks. I can only stay a moment. I couldn't wait to see you, Stevie. So I stopped by on my way to the Bryant Park Inn. I have a reservation there.
Oh, well, from your letter, I gathered that you were just driving through Bryant Park. I mean, are you planning on staying a while?
Yes. We have so much to talk about. Won't it be wonderful?
Oh, yes, yes, certainly. Well,
Oh, I thought tonight maybe that we could have dinner together, just as though we'd never parted, if you're free.
Yes, I'd like to have dinner with you, Florence. I mean, I sort of planned on it.
It sounds so strange to hear you call me Florence.
It does?
But don't you remember what you used to call me, your pet name?
Oh, the pet name. Now, let's see, I used to call you, It's funny, it's right on the tip of my tongue.
You've forgotten.
I'm afraid.
Honey bun.
Honey bun?
Dad called you a honey bun?
Send chills up my spine.
Well,
I better go now. Check in, freshen up. See you tonight?
Yes, yes, I'll pick you up at the inn around 8 o'clock, if that's all right.
That'll be fine. Goodbye, Stevie.
Goodbye.
Goodbye what?
Oh, goodbye, honey bun. I just don't remember her.
But, Dad, you called her Honey Bun.
Well, a lot of fellas called girls Honey Bun in those days.
Why didn't you just blurt out that she had slipped your mind?
Well, Charlie, I couldn't do that. I didn't want to embarrass her. Besides, I kept thinking maybe it had all come back to me.
Think of a girl you were with when it was cold and snowy.
Cold and snowy. Cold and snowy?
Yeah. She said chills ran up her spine.
Maybe she's a girl I dated in college.
She thinks of something more than just casual, Dad. She was talking about marriage.
Marriage? How would I ever forget a thing like that? Well, maybe it'll come back to me tonight when I'm having dinner with her. I hope.
Madame?
Oh, thank you.
Sir?
Thanks.
Would you care to order now, sir?
Well, I guess so.
I'll bet you don't remember what my favorite dish was.
You know, it's funny. I was just wondering if you remembered mine.
Mr. Douglas will have steak, medium rare, baked potato with sour cream and chives, and French dressing with his salad, and coffee black. I'll have the lobster with the salad.
Sir?
Oh. Well, you certainly remembered. The only thing is, I switched from French to Thousand Island, but of course I couldn't expect you to know that.
Who would believe it?
That I switched to Thousand Island?
Oh. Here we are together again after all these years. Strange, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it's strange.
Stevie.
Florence, why don't you just call me Steve, huh? I mean, Stevie sounds a little juvenile now, doesn't it?
That's true. We are older. Steve.
Tell me the truth.
About what?
Were you terribly hurt when you heard I was going to marry Marty?
Well, yes, yes, a little.
I understand. Your pride. I wonder what my life would have been like if I'd married you instead of Marty.
Well, that's water over the dam, isn't it?
You remembered.
I did? Why?
Our song. You requested it. The song we used to dance to at the Red Top Inn.
The Red Top Inn? That was that little inn just out of town, right near the Midwest campus.
Yes.
Did you used to go there, too?
Oh. Stop teasing me. You took me there.
That's right, I will.
Shall we dance?
Well, yes, yes, I'd like...
For old lang syne. I remember you used to sing it softly in my ear. You had a lovely voice.
Thank you.
Boys might be interested in this. Recognize him?
Hey, that's Dad. He must have been about my age. Hey, Dad, you look just like one of us guys there.
I'll be darned. Where did you get that picture?
I took it.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Guess who this is?
Oh, that's you, isn't it?
Yes. Your father took it.
You know, it's a funny thing, but I don't remember having taken that.
Yes, you snapped it right after I took this one of you.
Oh, that's right.
I'm kind of different there.
Oh, these bring back memories, don't they?
Yes, they certainly do.
That's why I've kept them. And this?
Well, I'll be darned. An old Midwest pennant. The old green and white. Where did you get that?
You bought it for me the same day.
Oh.
I've kept it all this time.
Well, I can see why you'd want to hang on to it. It's a nice memento.
I'm very fond of it, but would you like it, Steve?
Oh, no. You keep it. I have my memories here.
Thank you.
Okay, shook, son. Come and get it.
Well, I hate to leave all this, but I guess dinner's ready.
Friday, we're not late.
Goodbye, fellas. Have a good day.
Hi, Dad.
Morning, Bob. Charlie.
Hi. Well, you mean to say you don't remember her, even after those pictures and all that college junk?
No. Do you suppose my mind is going?
You probably have a mental block about her, Dad.
You know, at first I thought maybe she had me confused with somebody else, some other fella, but now I know she hasn't.
Dad, I can't see how you could forget a girl you considered marrying.
Now, that's one thing I know for sure. I never considered marrying her.
Dad, then why can't you just tell her you don't remember her?
Oh, I didn't have the heart at first. Now it's too late. I didn't think she was going to stay in town this long.
You should take memory pills.
Yeah, you need something to stimulate your memory.
I got it. Word association.
What's that?
We studied it in psych.
Psych?
Now, when I say a word, you say the first thing that comes to your mind. For instance, if I said college, what would you say? Fast, Dad.
Studies.
There, you see? Now, if I said studies, you'd probably say poli-sci or American Lit or something like that. Then you remember all the classes you took.
Well, I'm willing to try anything.
Okay.
Girls. Dates.
Dates.
Girls.
No, you have to say something specific, like, well, the girls you dated.
Oh. Golly, let's see. There was Evelyn, Norma, Marilyn, Virginia, Susan. Huh. You would have liked Susan. She was peppy.
Get the Florence, will you? I haven't got all day.
No, I think Robbie's right. I just got a mental block when it comes to Florence.
You have another date with her tonight?
Well, naturally. I didn't know how to get out of it.
It's nice of you boys to invite me here. I was hoping for a chance to get to know you better.
Well, we thought you might be able to tell us a couple things about Dad, from when you used to date him.
Why?
Well, we're doing a biography on Dad for our class.
Both of you?
No, Ernie is. I'm helping.
Well, why don't you ask your father?
He doesn't like to talk about himself.
Well, that's true. He was shy even then.
Well, put that down, Chip.
Dad was shy. Is there anything special he did?
Oh, lots of things. I remember he used to play the saxophone. And his favorite song was Paddlin' Madeline Home.
Paddlin' who home?
Madeline.
How do you spell Madeline?
Just put it down, Chip. We'll fill in the spelling later.
I'll write it for you.
Thanks.
Anything else?
Well, he had a great love for poetry. He used to recite it to me.
Recited poetry.
Now, boys, there are a few things I want to ask you. Okay?
Okay.
She said you played a saxophone and sang a song called Paddling...
Paddling Somebody Someplace.
Oh, Paddling Madeline Home?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I remember.
We did it, Chip!
You remember her?
No, I mean, I remember the song.
All right, kids, what else?
Well, not much, because then she started asking us questions.
That's strange.
Strange? I'll tell you what she's getting at. My job.
I'll get it.
Hello? Oh, hi. Yes, he's here. Hang on a second. Dad, it's for you.
It's Mrs. Glendinning.
Hello, Florence. You've reached a decision? What decision, Florence? Well, yes, I suppose I could meet you there. It's urgent. Well, I could be there in about 15 minutes. Fine, I'll see you. Well, she's reached a decision.
What decision?
Who knows? I'm meeting her at the hotel coffee shop.
Maybe she's decided to tell you who she is.
Yeah. Well, don't hold dinner for me, Charlie. This may be the showdown.
Good luck, dear.
Thanks, Ern. Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. That's poetry. Would you care for sugar or cream?
Oh, no, thanks.
No. Well, Florence, this decision you've made, it sounds pretty important.
Well, it affects your future and mine.
Well, that is important.
I told you I was here on business. You are that business.
I am?
Yes. Remember Howard Dillon?
Howard Dillon?
Yes. He was in your American Lit class. He still speaks of you.
Oh, that Howard. He was in my American Lit class.
He wants to marry me. That's why I came here.
You came here to marry him?
No, I came here to decide whether to marry him or you.
Oh.
As soon as I saw you, I knew that things were the same between us. You still felt the same way about me. You remembered every little thing.
Well, I think now is the time for me to tell you that I really...
Please, let me finish. This isn't going to be easy. I decided to marry Howard.
I mean... You have?
You see, his wife died about a year ago, and ever since he's had his hands full with their two little girls, you've done a beautiful job raising your boys.
Oh, well, thank you.
Everything seems to be running smoothly. The boys told me how Charlie supplies the woman's touch.
Oh, well,
you know what I mean. Anyway, Howard needs me. You don't.
When you put it that way.
It was the only decision I could make under the circumstances. Try to understand that.
Well, I understand perfectly. Harold needs you.
How?
Goodbye and drive careful.
I will.
Well, Florence, it was nice of you to stop by to say goodbye to the family.
Well, why not? They could have been mine.
Be sure and give Harold my regards, won't you?
Howard.
I know you two are going to be very happy.
Thank you. Now, Steve, remember, you're going to try to forget me.
Yes, I'm going to try. Goodbye.
Is she gone, Dad?
Yes, she's on her way. Off to the arms of Harold.
Howard.
Oh, Dad, there was a phone call for you just before Miss Clendenin came this morning.
Well, I'm glad you finally told me, Erin. Who was it?
I don't know. Chip took the message.
Who called Chip?
Oh, he said his name was Mr. I forgot.
You forgot? Well, Chip, that could have been a very important phone call. I mean, well, you're 14 years old now. How can you forget a simple thing like a name? What's up?
Well, what are we going to do?
Stick around.
I'd be glad to.
There's another episode of My Three Sons straight ahead on TV Land's Twice as Nice Mornings.